The data made public yesterday accounts for 75% of confirmed cases, according to Governor Larry Hogan. Similar data can be found outside of Maryland, too. Black people who have tested positive for COVID-19 are dying at disproportionate rates across the country, in cities like Washington, D.C., Detroit, and Chicago, and in states including Louisiana and Michigan. Black Americans face higher rates of diabetes, asthma, and hypertension, and are twice as likely as other groups to live in healthcare deserts. Nicole Hannah-Jones is an investigative reporter for the New York Times Magazine, where she covers race and created the 1619 Project. She says in order to understand all of these statistics, you have to take a look at some of the societal issues that Black Americans, regardless of income, face in this country.
Middle-class Black Americans are living in resource-deprived, high-poverty neighborhoods at a higher rate than even poor white Americans. So what that means for them is that they're living in places of high stress. High stress comes out in the body.
Hannah Jones spoke on WYPR's Midday program yesterday.
On top of the fact that Black people have less access to health care, they are the most uninsured group in the country, meaning they are not able to get the health care to deal with the underlying conditions that makes this virus so deadly, and also cannot get to the doctor until they are much more gravely ill with the virus to get care.
According to the Brookings Institute, Black Americans also have the highest rate of taking public transit and are the least likely to own a car, meaning essential workers traveling to their jobs on the bus may have more avenues for exposure.
If you are working at an airport, if you're working as a public transit driver at the post office, as a cashier at a restaurant, you can't do your job from home.
Hannah Jones says that if governments really want to understand how to serve communities most impacted by the virus, they need to identify where those communities are. Delegate Nick Mosby agrees. The Democrat, who represents West Baltimore, wrote a letter to the governor about releasing race and zip code data, signed by more than 80 state legislators last week. He says the racial data is a good start.
But it's not all that we need. As for the zip code data, from there we can determine where the hot spots are as it relates to the infection growing in our community.
Mosby says that if health departments don't strategically target those hotspots, their resources might miss the state's most vulnerable.
This is going to take out a lot of lives, and it's really important that in the midst of this crisis, we're doing it in an effective, efficient, and equitable way, and you cannot do that without data.
Baltimore City is using the zip code data to create a clearer picture. Yesterday, Mayor Jack Young launched a website that breaks down cases by zip code. The largest concentration of city cases, 64 as of Thursday, are in the 21215 zip code in the northwest corner of the city.
Which is why we decided to stand up our first community testing site at Pimlico in the heart of that neighborhood.
The testing site at Pimlico Racecourse will be Baltimore's first. And to be tested, you'll need a doctor's referral. The 21215 zip code includes the neighborhoods of Park Heights and Cold Spring. Its residents, 80% of whom are Black, face housing challenges, higher rates of crime, and a lack of access to public transit. Mosby and Hannah Jones both say that being armed with this kind of zip code data can allow governments, nonprofits, and individuals to tailor outreach and treatment strategies. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.